こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、 MIT メディアラボが怖い話を作成できる AI シェリーを開発し、ツイッターで公開しています。チームはレディットに投稿されていた14万本の怖い話をシェリーに与えて学習させ、人間と交互に文章を組み立てて自ら怖い話を執筆できるようにプログラムしました。まずシェリーが怖い話の導入部分を書いてツイッターで公開し、一般のユーザーがその続きを書いてハッシュタグ Your Turn、 日本語であなたの番とつけると、シェリーが1時間に1本一番ライクが多かったものを選んで、さらにその続きを書いてくれるという仕組みです。
The MIT Media Lab has developed an artificial intelligence named Sherry, capable of writing horror stories, and it is posting them on Twitter. The research team had Sherry study 140,000 horror stories submitted on Reddit and programmed it to be able to build compelling stories with people. Sherry begins by writing a scary introduction on Twitter with the hashtag YourTurn, inviting users to continue the story. An hour later, Sherry will pick up whereThe most popular reply left off, continuing that story.
そう、なんか一例で見つけたのは、おばあちゃんっていうタイトルで、I looked back to my grandmother and I was creeped out. I had a feeling in my gut that something was wrong. で、こっから続きどうぞってシェリーが出してるやつ。
So it's not necessarily, I guess the beginning of a horror story doesn't have to actually be at the beginning of.The story.
そうだね。
Right.
うん。そう、だいたいなんかこう、もう始まってる感じ。
And that's a little bit creepier too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you have the question of what is actually going on here.
そうそう。で、それは次の人が決めておくて、どんどん展開していくんだけど、まあ、このおばあちゃんのやつはすごいちゃんとした文になってるじゃん。
How would you continue this one?
I don't know.なんかおばあちゃんがエイリアンに乗っ取られてるみたいな感じかな。でこれはね、そうちゃんとしてるんだけど、もう一個 pregnancy っていうのがあって、 He had to restrain himself from the pain and the fact that he was determined to be injured for a month. He was a man who was pregnant, of course, so that made him more powerful っていうあの導入部分があってA man who was pregnant, of course って何が of course なんだっていうちょっとなんか謎なんだけど、あのだからちょっとそういうたまに、
think about the source here too. Like this is just contributions from people on
Reddit.
Yeah, on an internet message board. So, which isn't exactly upheld as the gold standard for grammatical correctness, right? So there,
まあね、
whatever the average errors are that we commit, It could potentially have some of that human feel to what it's writing,
そうね、
in not being perfect.
そうね。だから特にこういう、まあ、妊娠っていうその、まあ、状態じゃん、その人の、それが男女どっちかにしか起こらないものだっていうのは多分学習できてなかったのか、それともまあホラーだから、ある意味まあ男性が妊娠してるっていう設定もSci-fi とかだったらなきにしもあらずなのかな。
Well, it has my interest peaked. I want to know what happens next.
そうそうでしょ。
Like I have to know what happens next.
気にはなるよね。
How does this happen?
そう、今のはおばあちゃんと妊娠っていう2つのテーマだったんだけど、他にもなんかいっぱいあって、 Stories by Shelley っていうなんか特別サイトができてるから、そこに行くと今までシェリーが書いた話が一気に見れるし、まあ、Twitter に行けば、ちょっと Twitter の方が見にくいんだけどバラバラしてるから、あのもし話を提出したければ誰でも提出できるし。
Where do you think this is going? What's the potential for this application of AI? 5 years from now, 10 years from now, there may be horror stories written by artificial intelligence that are so much scarier than anything any human has ever written.
ね。
That you just read the first paragraph and you're just.Paralyzed, like most people can't go any further.
ね、
Things that
ね、
you should probably go to the grave without ever reading.
だからなんか普通の小説でも 今までの発想と全然違うものっていうのを書く人がいるじゃない、うん、で今までの発想と違ってすごく突飛なんだけど意味不明ではないっていうそのいいポイントがあるわけじゃん、
うん、
そこを AI がさうまく見つけられる。このだから男性で妊娠してるとかちょっと意味不明すぎちゃうと怖くなくなっちゃうし、
うん、
かといってありがちでもつまんないし難しいよね。
I mean there's what happens when AI writes compelling stories, stories that bring out our human qualities and stories that highlight, you know, mm-hmm. human attributes. I mean, those are the kind of stories that we appreciate the most, I think.
Yeah.
And that's what it's looking at. I mean, can it do that? It could be writing so eloquently about something that we know it has no idea about.
そうだね。まあだから本当にChinese room的な状態になっちゃうけど、でも小説読むときに私はその書いた人のことをちょっと考えるのが好きなの。
Mm.
あ、この人こういう経験してきたのかなとか、
Mm.
こういう考えの人なのかなとか、でそういう考えに至った理由は何なんだろうとか、
Mm.
その裏側にいる人のことがちょっと透けるときあるじゃない。
Right.
それも面白さの一つだから、AI だとそれはないじゃん。
Well, maybe if you write something in conjunction with an AI, it may be able to tell you unexpected things about yourself.
Mm.
If it gets some input from you, you know, when you read a book, you don't tell the author, I kind of want it like this, and I kind of want, you know, a little bit of this, and I want a guy in there who's like this tall, and, you know, you don't place an order with an author, right? But you could do that with an AI. It's like, I want this kind of story. I want this kind of thing. Or just, here's my Facebook profile. Write me a story that I will absolutely enjoy and fall in love with and will be my favorite story.
Customize できるってこと?
Yeah, and it's just a customized, generated narrative that would come out of these AIs for everyone gets a story. You get a story. You get a, you know, like...Why is that? That's not impossible, right? And then what does that do to people when you're consuming some fiction that's a glorified reflection of your own life on a regular basis?
Yeah, だね、なんか。
What happens to you?
どうだろうね。なんか次の話も AI なんだけど、
Wonderful.
元 Google エンジニアのアンソニー・レバンドウスキー氏が2015年に設立した人工知能を使って神を作ることを目的とした宗教団体 Way of the Future が先月複数のメディアに取り上げられ大きな話題となりましたが、これに対しイーロン・マスク氏がツイッターでレバンドウスキー氏はスーパーインテリジェンスを絶対に開発してはいけないタイプの人だと批判しました。この宗教団体は目標として人工知能を基盤とした神の実現に向けその開発を推進し、それによってできた神を理解し崇拝することで社会の向上に貢献することを挙げています。
Religious organization Way of the Future, founded by former Google engineer Anthony Levandowski in 2015, has been attracting attention since last month and has now come under...criticism from Elon Musk for its explicit intent to establish and worship an AI god. According to Elon, Levandowski is a prime candidate for a list of people who should not be involved in developing superintelligent AI. The Way of the Future's mission statement is as follows: to develop and promote the realization of a godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the godhead,contribute to the betterment of society.
そう、まあイーロン・マスクが一番嫌がりそうなやつだよね。その AI を崇拝して崇めるみたいな。
Well, it's competing with Elon for godness.
まあもともとやっぱり例えば Google と出てくるけど、いっぱい Google イメージとかでそのカーナビをもう盲目的に信じて。めっちゃ変なところに入っていっちゃった車の写真みたいなのいっぱいあるわけよ。なんか湖の中入っちゃってたりとか、 もう絶対これ違うじゃんって山道に中入っちゃったとかで出れなくなってるみたいなとか、だからカーナビですらそこまで信じてこう行っちゃう人がいっぱいいる中で神ですみたいな言われたら、もうそれはね、何を言われても信じちゃう人がいっぱい出てきそうっていう懸念はわかる気はする。
Did you see what Stephen Hawking said
about this?
About AI? Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose about this as well. But Stephen Hawking may be one of the most alarmed people on the topic of AI now. He has joined the paranoid club of people fearful of AI. And this... I don't know what to think about this religion and this mission statement, right, of this religion to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on AI. Isn't that what Google and all, I mean, that's what they're doing. I think that's kind of, you can call it a Godhead, you can not worship it or worship it, but the consensus seems to be that once general intelligence, well, the consensus among people who fear AI seems to be that once general intelligence is realized, it's not going to matter whether we worship it or not. It will be the most powerful thing on this planet, by far. It won't even be close. So if it's effectively God, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Right, right. But I think the difference is that その神っていう言葉が持ってる定義とか意味っていうのが、まあ、それも宗教によって違うんだけど、一般的に例えばキリスト教とかだったらもう unquestionable じゃん、
right.
もう神が言ってることは絶対で、神が間違ってることも絶対にないし、その間違ってると合ってるの、そこの定義っていうのはモラルが元になってるわけじゃん、
right.
そのキリスト教の神とかの場合は、ただ AI の場合はベースがどこにあるのかって変わってくるわけじゃん、その AI によって。
Well, it's not
それはモラルなのか。
I think the idea is that an AI god would not be a god for human beings necessarily.
Right, exactly.
Right.
そうそうそう。
It's not a god for us.
そうそうそうそう。
It's the McLuhan quote, man becomes the sex organs of the machine world.
Right.
That's the concern. It wouldn't be for us. It's like we become God by replacing ourselves, is the notion.
Right. そうなんだよね。だからこう、いやだからあの、Blade Runner 見て、ちょっと本当に。
Oh my God. Oh, don't remind me.
あのね、試写会に呼んでもらったんだよね、二人とも。それで、めっちゃワクワクしていて、で私が先入って、で後からマイケルも、
You told me you were gonna be late.
そう、 I thought I was gonna be late, but 意外とぴったりかちょっと前に着いて、で席座って、でも始まっちゃって、あマイケルはでもまあ後から入ってきて座ってんだろうなと思ったら、あれ途中からもうちょっとでも遅れたら入れてくれない決まりだったみたいなんだよね、で遅れてきたために入れてもらえず、私だけ一人で見てたっていう。
It was my regret of the month, for sure.
Or the year.
Hopefully not the year. Well, no, I have stronger regrets.
Oh, really?
but yeah, I was up there. Yeah, I was bummed out.
あれね、あのハクさんも見たらしいの。
Oh my god.
早速。よかった、あの、よかったって言ってたハクさんも。あれね、ちょっと、でもま、マイケルが見てたとしてもまだここで話せないけどね、公開したばっかりだから。
Yes.
でもちょっと。
And I'm also here, and I also haven't seen the movie either.
Yeah. So. あれちょっと見てほしい。あのでもね、1個目を忘れてる人とか見たことない人は1個目見てからの方がいい、絶対に。あの結構つながってるし、1個目の話を説明しないから2個目で。
Did you rewatch the first one? How'd you...What do you think about it when you rewatched it?
I don't even know if I had seen it before.
Oh, really?
Mm.
So what do you think having seen the first Blade Runner for the first time.
It's so slow. と思った。
I like those movies.
あの古いからさ、なんか古い映画独特の遅さ。
Watch 2001. It's literally too slow. It's 2001 is at a level, a pace that millennials just can't do.
でもね、
It's impossible.
あれはまだなんかもうちょっとなんて言うんだろうな、もっとアート感が強いじゃん。だからスローでも。
Yeah, but there's also stuff where, you know, just they show a lot of stuff that doesn't really need to be in the movie, like meetings on the spaceship or like little, yeah, you know, yeah. phone calls to the family where it doesn't really, you know, it's kind of just there.
まあね。でもなんかね、こっちの方が遅さは気になったね。
あとなんか。Is the second one slow or no?
No.
Hollywood.
It's long, but it's not slow.
Huh.
It's a long movie for sure. でもそういうなんか。遅さはないし。
I want like a 5-hour movie. Give me an intermission.
お尻痛い、お尻痛い。
Give me an intermission. Give me like a 5-hour. Let's go on an adventure. Let's actually see some shit. There's nothing in between like these TV shows that are fucking 20 episodes long and each episode is an hour and just there's nothing in between that and like a movie that's like 2 hours and 12 minutes.
いや、あるじゃん、ミニシリーズみたいな。5話ぐらいしかないやつとかあるじゃん。
That's whack.
That's just like, that's 5 hours.
Just one long ass movie. Strap in.
お尻が痛いよ。でもね、そうだね。だからちょっと、いやー、あんまりだから言わない方がいいもんね、何もね、これは。さすがに。
So.
でも、ライアン・ゴスリングがかわいい。もう終始かわいい。
Does he do a good job?
うん。
What about Harrison Ford?
Harrison Ford も、
Does he punch anyone?
おじいちゃんになったなっていう感じだけど。
Does he punch anyone?
Does he punch anyone? I don't know. I don't remember.
Is he really has the coolest punch technique. Like, a lot of, I mean, people throw punches in movies all the time.
Mm.
But Harrison Ford is on point. I was watching the Raiders, Indiana Jones,
yeah.
and he's like fighting... Nazis on a tank or something and he's just throwing these overhands that are just they have that like that old school like cabbage sound the punching
yeah,
like,
yeah.
it's a little bit over the top but it's more satisfying than the stuff they're doing today now it's always like all the now it's always like the air sound when people are punching you know
yeah.
like the there's all this
yeah.
it's too much of that just give me that cabbage One overhand from Harrison Ford, that cabbage sound, clean Nazi
そうだね。
Knockout.
殴るシーンあったか覚えてないけど、でも音はね、すごい。音はすごいと思った。あんまり私映画見てそんなに、何、音フェチとかでもないし、詳しいわけじゃないんだけど。
The first movie was like that too, right?
でもこれはね、だから映画館で見た方がいいよ。
I just love that, The Turing test scene with the, you know, when they're in that room and it has like the ceiling fan and the, he's like asking that robot guy about the, there's like a turtle walking in the desert. Or,
oh, yeah, yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
No, wait, you're walking in the desert.
The interview scene.
Yeah. like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of strangely unique to that.
そうだね。あとね。一番思ったのは最近の SF ってこうなんだろう今からの近未来が多いじゃん、うん、でいかにちょっとリアルがあるかみたいな結構リアリティを求めてるじゃん、
うん、
でブレードランナーはリアリティ求めてる部分なんかテーマはリアリティがあるんだけどそれ以外は別になんていうの本当のザ・サイファイっていう感じなんかうちらが子供の時によく見たような感じのあのサイファイ感もあってそれがすごい懐かしくてよかった
Oh no the real sci-fi feeling is like cheesier There's something corny about the deep sci-fi If you have like the sci-fi channel and they have all those weird
例えばさ最近の映画で、まあ、インターステラーとか、mm-hmm. まあ何でもいいんだけどマーシェンとか全部こうなんか NASA がいてとか、
right.
すごいこう何政府がいて、
yeah.
なんかすごいかっちりしてるじゃん。
Like, Interstellar is not a real sci-fi movie.
そうそうそう。そうなの。だからそういうんじゃないのよ。Yeah. こうもっとなんか、Fifth Element とかさ、あったじゃん、うちらの若い時ね。
Oh,
ああいう、なんていうの
?Stargate.
That's the fucking Mars Attack.
Sci-fi is like Stargate to me.
Yeah.
You know.
だからそういうなんていうの NASA とかそういうことじゃないんだよねみたいなあの本当のイマジネーション的な、
うん、
それはすごいあの最初のブレードランナーもそういうのあったしあの AI の見た目とか、うん、あの人形の感じとかみんなそうだったじゃん、
well,
2作目もそれはめっちゃちゃんとある感じだった
It gives it a little more room for symbolism and sort of metaphorical expression、
うん
And, I mean, that's kind of the roots of modern science fiction、
yeah.
is to comment on the present by presenting a dystopian future、
yeah.
Filled with metaphors for things that may either be part of the problem or part of the solution
yeah, yeah.、
Across time.
So, だからジャレット・レトが出てるんだけど、まあ、彼の役とかがとか彼の会社が私の中でそういう The Sci-Fi みたいな感じその懐かしい感しかもジャレッド・レトいいよねいつも映画のチョイス
I really like
Mr. Nobody でしょ
Yeah, Mr. Nobody is
あれすごい映画だった
Very pretty movie
Yeah あれめっちゃいい話面白い話だよね
You know, there's so many perspectives that you can have on the world and Mr.
Yeah.
Nobody really try to get out there
yeah.
And show you things from a differentfrom different angles and
そうだね。なんか
it kind of leaves your brain in a pretzel at the late end of the movie but
しかも見る人によって多分感じるのが全然違うと思うあれ。
Yeah, definitely a divisive movie.
Mm.
About these about on this AI god topic, there's I've talked about it on here before, but remember I told you I played this game called Deus Ex Machina and they have this narrative of Augs versus natural human beings, right?
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was talking about how I think partly a lot of the societal political tensions going on in the US and elsewhere in the world is related to the differences in how we interface with technology and to what extent we embrace it and
mm.
And to what extent it influences what we think. Well, this split in our society really might start to be happening. I mean, it really might. There are people who are looking into this technological future matrix thing with their eyes open and they're not scared of it. And they're going in head first.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who don't feel that way.
Yeah. なんかさ、あの、アスルさんが特別編で来てくれた時に、本当に私の中で一番面白いと思ったのは、その西洋と東洋の AI に対する姿勢の違いっていう話をしてくれたじゃん。だから、アメリカだと AI だけじゃなくて、例えば X-Men とか、そういうミュータント対人間とか、ダークエンジェルもああいうなんか、ミュータンバーコード首に書いてる人と普通の人の戦いとか、
right the genetically modified versus natural human beings as well、
そうとかロボット対人間とか常にこう二つのチームに分かれて戦っちゃうみたいな。で一方日本だと攻殻機動隊みたいにまあ普通にみんなぐちゃっと仲良く暮らしたり、ドラえもんみたいに別に何のみんな疑問に思わず一緒に仲良くドラ焼き食べるみたいな。だからそっちで考えてれば別に何も怖くないけど、西洋的に考えるともう戦う道しかないみたいな感じで恐ろしいっていう未来しか見えないよね。
There's a certain rate at which human minds I think are comfortable changing at, and I think it's gradually being overcome by the rate at which the world and information and people's values and the culture changes、and if you look back over human history, that rate has been accelerating up until the present, and right now it's the fastest it's ever been. And that just has to do with the information processing of our brains and our interconnectedness in the physical world. And now with the internet and social media and all these things, it's been optimized to such a level that the culture can transform within a month. And that's just how it works now. That's how it works now. And it'll probably get faster in the future, you know.
そうだね。
Have you heard of this manufacturing 4.0 meme?
No.
I don't know if it's a meme, but once you introduce all this data analysis and artificial intelligence and combine it with robotics in a manufacturing setting, it changes everything immediately. And so people working in manufacturing are talking about this industry 4.0, where the way that we make things and the way that we make the things that make things is just going to be turned on its head.
Okay.
You know, so we had like the, we always do this, you know, internet 2.0 or the IoT kind of. So I guess this is the latest buzzword.
Like, what exactly is going to happen, they're saying?
Well, Tesla has been a pioneer of this with their Gigafactory. And the idea is that in a given footprint and building space that you can radically optimize the flow. And I mean, manufacturing is extremely complex and there's so many things to be managed at the same time. And no single human being can really look at an entire factory and optimize it just right. It's impossible. The amount of waste left over simply because we can't process our manufacturing process could be... Elon thinks it's absolutely enormous. So when he talks about innovation in manufacturing, he thinks that they can increase the productivity many, many, many times over using the same resources.
なるほどね。
Like it's a productivity increase of just literally several times over without spending any more money. It's just a difference in the design of it. So like the Gigafactory right now is being designed as like in CAD or whatever as a product engineered. So imagine if you were going to engineer a building the same way you engineer an iPhone. Well, you wouldn't have wasted parts, you wouldn't have wasted energy, you wouldn't have wasted, you know. We can do that with an iPhone. Why is it any different for a building or a factory? And
right.
So that's kind of what seems to be happening now.
次、明治安田生命生活福祉研究所が全国に住む35歳から54歳までの男女1万300人を対象に結婚に関する調査を行った結果、未婚の人の約半数が結婚したいができていないわけではなく、あえて結婚していないと回答していました。その理由として 40% がもともと結婚を望んでいない、19.5% が精神的・時間的な自由のためと答えていました。一方、結婚したいができていないと答えた人の場合は、独身である理由として男性は家族を養う収入がないという回答が最も多く、女性は希望の条件を満たす異性に巡り合わないという回答が最も多くなっていました。未婚かつ恋人がいない人のうち、恋人が欲しいと答えたのは全体の 56% で約半数でしたが、年齢が上がるほど欲しいと答えた人の割合は減っていき、特に女性は5歳ごとに 10% ずつ減少しており顕著でした。
The Meiji Yasuda Institute of Life and Wellness conducted a survey of 10,300 people on the subject of marriage and found that around half of unmarried people were content and not seeking marriage. Among those respondents, 40% indicated that they did not desire marriage and 19.5% indicated that they did not get married for emotional or time-related reasons. Among unmarried respondents seeking marriage, many men indicated that they did not have the income to raise a family, and women indicated or tended to indicate that they had not found a partner who satisfied their ideals. While 56% of unmarried single respondents indicated that they want a partner, the proportion of people still seeking a partner decreased with age, specifically for women. It decreased by about 10% for every 5 years of age.
そう、めっちゃ噛んじゃった。emotional or time related reasons というよりも、なんか emotional and time に関する freedom が欲しいってこと。
うん、
だ結婚することによってそれがなくなっちゃうことを心配してるっていう。
うん、
そう。
Okay.
結構面白いよね。そのなんか普通に考えたら当たり前なんだろうけど、まあ、半分ずつぐらいだろうなっていうのは。
Yeah. What was your perception before reading this?
パーセプション、自分自身のパーセプションは多分こんぐらい だろうなって思ったんだけど、
うん、
ただ社会のパーセプションを考えた時に半数と思ってなくない？その企業とか広告作ってる人ってっていうのを最近すごい感じてて、
うん、
なんかこう不妊治療することになってそれに関する記事とか、まあ、女性の意見、まあ、男性もそうだけど含め意見読むことが増えたから余計意識してるっていうのもあるけど、なんかそのみんな結婚したいだろうみたいな、なんか、
right.
みんな結婚して子供欲しいでしょうねっていうなんか謎の決めつけが結構いろんなとこに転がっていて、
right. One side effect of that is that older women who are not married are、almost painted as losers。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if it's like, oh, I wasn't even trying to get married.
そうそうそう。
But there's already kind of this presupposition or this judgment in place.
だからなんか、あ、結婚した方がいいよとか、あれなんで子供いないのとか、そういうことを聞かれるっていう人はいっぱいいるじゃん。まあだから、それで、まあ、無駄に傷つく人もいるだろうし、なんかその、いや実際だって半分の人は、もともとしたくないわけだからさ、それをなんかなんでそういう人はいないってことになってんのかなっていうのは感じる。
So as unmarried single women, as the older unmarried single women were less likely to be seeking a partner, right? And so is there an inflection point in that? So it's likeMaybe you wouldn't be trying to get, so like the usual perception is your women closest to 30 are most trying to get married. It like increases as you approach 30 and apparently it like inverses.
そうね、この調査自体が30代後半からしか聞いてないからそれ以前は分かんないんだけど、あの確かに30代後半からガーって女性は斜めにざっくり減っていくの。男性は正直あんまり変わらないんだよね、うん、ちょっとずつ減るけど、まあでも何歳でも別に彼女は欲しいみたいな感じで。ただ難しいね、他の国だとどうなのかなって思うけど、日本はその男性が何歳になってもすごい年下の女性を好む傾向にあるじゃん、なんか結婚相談所行ってる人の話とか聞くと分かるけど、その女性は別に自分がじゃあ例えば45歳でじゃあ相手がちょっとぐらい年上だろうが年下だろうが、まあどっちでもいいやって感じなんだけど、男性はなんか自分が40代だろうが60代だろうがなんか30代の女性がいいなみたいな感じの人が多いみたいな。
Well, I think Japan has a very strong youth oriented culture. Youth celebrating, youth obsessed. There's obviously a lot of skincare products and aging related products and sun avoidance is at an all time high here. And
まあ変わってはきてるけどね、私が子供の時とかよりは全然なんか美魔女とかさそういうのもあるし、こう別に50代でも60代でも、
you know, we have these groups of young girls who sing on TV of all varieties that isn't really the core of popular culture in other countries as it is here.
そうだね、
right.
まあそういうのはあるかもしれないけど、そうなんかそういう社会の変な期待値があるのってどうなんだろうとは思う。
If you're an older guy and you watch TV and you see an advertisement that the, you know what's upheld as what you should be aspiring to, what's portrayed as being the most appealing is consistentlyYou know, a 17 and a half year old girl or whatever is going on in these.
Yeah.
You know, with AKB or Morning Musume or whatever variety of this it is. That kind of you know, you can have pictures of cars and it's like, oh, that's the car I should drive. Then you have pictures of women and they're always, you know, in this certain age bracket. And there's not a whole lot of like, oh, this woman is 35 and look how hot she is and look at how much everyone wants to date her. You know, that's not as prevalent here as maybe it is in other places.
Yeah.
Too. It's kind of a chicken or egg thing, too.
まあね。だからよく爆笑問題の田中さんがさ、そのなんか女優さんとかが年取っていくときに、こう日本だとネットで劣化してるみたいな、deteriorate してるっていう言い方があって、それが本当にすごい嫌いっていつも怒ってるんだけど。
Yeah.
確かになんか、いやみんな年は取るから、それを劣化とかいう呼び方しちゃうと、なんかなんていうの、だってみんなそうだから。
Yeah.
で別に必ずしも劣化してるわけではないっていうか。
I can't understand how people look past the fact that these girls don't. I mean, I don't want to say they don't know anything, but if you're 40 and she's, you know, 23 or something, what do you talk about?
ね、そう、それはいつも思う。
That's the thing.
そう、喋ることないよね。
Okay, fine. You know, fine. You know, she has nicer skin than you know, a 40-year-old woman. But what the hell do you talk about?
ね、なんか私今31じゃん。それでだからじゃあ24歳とか21歳とかの男の子と何喋ればいいか分かんない。なんかこれから就活なんですみたいなさ。
No, you just roll your eyes and get out of there.
Yeah. そうね。
次。According to a document declassified by the U.S. government last week, the CIA was investigating the possibility that Adolf Hitler had escaped to Germany in Tunja, Colombia.
Escaped Germany to でしょ?
Escaped Germany to Tunja, Colombia. Sorry. The document is dated October 3rd, 1955 and refers to a CIA informant named Kimeledi III, who was contacted by a trusted friend who knows a former German SS soldier named Philip Citron, who he claimed was communicating with Hitler monthly. The document also includes a photo of Citron and this supposed Hitler together in Tunja, dated 1954.
先週アメリカ政府が解禁した機密文書で、ヒトラーがドイツからコロンビアの都市トゥンハに逃亡していた可能性を CIA が過去に探っていたことが明らかになりました。1955年10月付のこの文書では、Cymelody-3 という匿名の情報提供者が信頼できる友人から聞いた話として、知り合いのナチス親衛隊員フィリップ・シュトロエンが毎月ヒトラーと連絡を取っているという情報が記載されており、1954年にトゥンハで撮影されたシュトロエンとヒトラーの写真も添付されていました。この写真見たけど、
Looks like Hitler.
でも分かんないよね。なんか白黒だしさ。
Well,
本当のヒトラー見たことないし、何会ったことあるわけじゃないか。
At the very least, it would have been a very accurate Halloween costume. It looks accurate. That's the most dubious part about it. It's like, really? This guy just kept the mustache and everything? Really?
そうでしょ?
like, you escaped. Like, the first thing, if I was Hitler, the first thing I would do if I was escaping is just shave that mustache. No one will recognize you.
でしょ?
Who is that guy?
でも分かんないけどね、変なプライドがあってさ、俺はそらんぞみたいな感じだったかもしれない。
No, he brags everyone. I, not only did I escape Nazi Germany, but I did it with my mustache.
Yeah.
I didn't have to shave.
なんかそういう変なプライドありそうじゃん。
Well, were there, maybe there were a bunch of Nazis at the time who had the same mustache. Or was that not allowed? What was the... Could you do that? Or would he shoot you in the head if you ripped off his mustache?
Or I don't know.
Is it a symbol of respect? What's the cultural practice in terms of Hitler's mustache?
知らない。考えたことなかった、それは。
You definitely can't do the Hitler mustache, even in 2017. Well, I guess especially in 2017. It's kind of become more loaded. But the...
We should reclaim.
reclaim. Yeah. Didn't they try to reclaim the swastika, like... A few months ago, some group was trying to reclaim the swastika, and they started printing all these T-shirts with swastikas on it, and it said like "love and peace."
Ah, okay.
But everyone was just like, "No, stop it."
I like the idea of reclaiming, though.
It doesn't work. Plus, it's good to have some sort of symbolic, a symbol by which you can remember crimes that were committed. You know what I mean? The same way that you don't want to, we don't want to forget what happened, you know, in Hiroshima or elsewhere.
これってさ、公式の文章じゃん。でもさ、中身は究極の陰謀論みたいなすごいよね。これを政府が出してくるっていう。
Did you read the actual?
あれだけ見た、あの、キューバのカストロを暗殺しようとしてて、CIA が。それ見た？すごいよ、あの、バムシェルみたいな。なんかまず、カストロってスキンダイビングが趣味だったんだって。で最初になんか食べ物に毒を入れて殺そうと思ったんだけど、毒を入れる係の人がビビってできなくて、まあ、失敗して、でその後にじゃあどうしよう、あのスキンダイビングが好きだからダイビングのスーツをプレゼントして、そのスーツの裏側にあの変な病原菌、なんかキノコから取った病原菌と、あとこのマスクにあの肺炎の菌をくっつけてプレゼントして感染させるみたいな案を思いついたんだけど。
Was he accepting gifts? That just seems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was. なんだけど、アメリカの政府の他の人がその前にギフトとしてスーツをあげちゃったんだって。だからまたあげたら変じゃん。だからあもうできなくなっちゃって。でじゃあどうしようって言って、今度はスキンダイビングしてる海の中に爆弾を仕込んでおこうみたいな。でスキンダイビングしてる間に爆発して死ぬようになんか貝に爆弾をいっぱい詰め込んで、その貝をカストロが触ったりしたら爆発するようにしたかったんだけど、爆発物を入れられるほど大きな貝っていうのが存在しなくて諦めたみたいな。なんか
So why didn't they just shoot that guy?
そう、なんか考えすぎてさ、変なことになってるっていうか。
That's what that always happens in warfare. You know, they had like the bat bombs or whatever. They're like trying to tie explosives to like bats that are attracted to some, I don't know.
ちょっとジェームズ・ボンドみたいな見すぎたのかなっていう感じはあった。
Yeah.
それを本気でやろうとしてたわけだから。すごいなっていう。
A lot of stuff, I guess, has been declassified, but people haven't really sifted through everything yet. It's not in text form. It's like these PDFs.
肝心のケネディのとこは全然見てない私。
So there were some details about what happened to JFK.
Okay.
But it's still kind of unclear. A lot of the declassification has been partial. So you'll be reading something, it's like, oh, here it is. Here's the good shit. And then they just like cut that part of the page off. Because they were talking about how something about Oswald and his past connections to the CIA or something, and then they just like cut it off. So that part was like still classified. It's like, what the, you know, what is it then?
Did they kill him?
Well, one thing that was in there was the reaction of Russian officials to what happened, which the CIA was able to obtain.
Okay.
So when JFK was killed, a lot of people in America had been blaming the Russians, and there was kind of this Russophobia going on in the United States. I mean, has been, you know, the whole communist thing. And anyways, so the Russians were, what it appears that they weren't involved whatsoever, at least not openly within their own government. And actually, they were fairly upset by what happened and quite concerned about the instability in the United States as a result of what happened. And so Russia was on high alert for the potential of the... Russia believed that the U.S. would spin the JFK assassination, blame it on Russia, use it in order to affect negotiations and potentially start a war.
まあでもそれはそうだよね。自分がやってなかったとしたら JFK が死ぬって一番最悪のことだもんね。うわ、うちのせいにされるみたいな。
Yeah, well, I mean, that's mean, that's been Russia's position on the whole recent controversy with the, the president of the United States.
Did they kill Marilyn Monroe?
I didn't see anything about that. I did see something about there was a bullet fragment in the windshield or something that was removed from the windshield, which suggested that there may have been a second
shooter,
but it seems it's hard to tell without a full picture. And obviously, it has to be declassified with the consent of all these people who would, you know, could be implicated, obviously, if they did it.
Right.
But, you know, the whole debate about whether Oswald acted alone, whether there were multiple shooters, the grassy knoll, the magic bullet bouncing around, and I don't know.
And then the mysterious woman taking a picture or something, right?
It's like the JFK case has just only become more complicated and convoluted over time. Because there's so many... If you can make little adjustments to the story, then there's so many... There's potentially so many different scenarios that could play out and produce the results. What do you think happened? You just don't know. You don't have an idea. Do you think the U.S. government did it? You think this guy just did it? Do you think the mafia did it? The Russians did it?
I honestly have no idea, but I always just like to think that the CIA did it. It's just like, oh yeah, you know, CIA did it. They must have done it. It's like always the easiest guess.
They
killed Marilyn Monroe.
Well, the CIA...
Because she knew too much.
Like Lyndon B. Johnson. There was also the weird hypnotist theory that Oswald had been set up by the CIA. They had basically gaslit him and caused him to just... The CIA had made him do it psychologically.
Right.
With propaganda, hypnosis, and manipulation. And,
okay.
You know, think about it. If the CIA contacts you, it's like, look, we're the CIA. They bring you into their office like, look, this is fucking legit. And they they have all the intel and all this stuff. And it's like, look, we need you to participate in this operation. You're the only guy that can do it. And you're some gullible dude. Maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe he could have done it, but the CIA could have been involved.
Yeah, totally. I mean, after this bombshell plan for Castro.
Well, what about
I feel like they would just, you know, they would do anything.
Did you see the Cubana Flight 455 thing that came out? So, like, there was this organization called the Coordination of United Revolutionary Organization, which was engaging in terrorist activity in the time. The U.S. government actually sponsored members of that group who were trying to, I think they were trying to blow up an airliner.
Okay.
A Cuban airline. No, they did. No, they did blow it up.
Okay.
And like 70 or 80 people were killed and
civilians?
Yeah, civilians. There was, and previously there have been the releases about U.S. government plans to like remote control that airplane and crash it and blame it on Cuba. And obviously, some details came out about the Gulf of Tonkin, which was the incident that led to the Vietnam War. You know about the incident in the Gulf involving the North Vietnamese ships?
No.
So there was a ship that supposedly tried to attack an American ship, and the American ship fired warning shots. Mm-hmm. And the official story is that ship came back later with like other ships or something and tried to attack again. And that's what was that's when the U.S. declared.
Right.
Or basically they wrote this... some agreement that stated kind of similar to what Japan's doing, but this agreement that stated that if a country in Asia is under threat from a communist regime, that it would be grounds for legally declaring war.
Right.
And they made that rule at that time based on an incident which apparently never happened.
Huh.
This,
interesting.
Yeah, it didn't happen. The ships coming back and attacking again, didn't the first attack or the first confrontation supposedly happened, but the second confrontation, which was alleged to have happened 2 days later, which resulted in the creation of that policy and subsequent declaration of war, never happened.
Huh.
And that was a major conflict.
すごいね.
It's pretty crazy.
まあでも it is their MO, right? I mean, Iraqもそうじゃん. It's just they need some excuse to
WMDs.
Push their own agenda. And
what's next?
And it's like we all know that now. Like maybe before it was a secret. Like nobody knew that the government, any government would do that. But now we all know. But it still happens.
What do you think happens when
that's crazy.
When you get into the White House, you know, and they... You have your hand on the Bible and they swear you in and they bring you into some underground CIA, NSA vault, Rushmore thing, and they burn off all your fingerprints. What do they tell you? You know, like how does it really go down? Like how does this, what is the conversation when you get in there? It's like, okay, look, we're taking out this country, we're setting up this conflict, you know, it's like,
yeah,
obviously
it's
there's
like... It's probably like, just, you know, just leave it with us, you know, we've been doing this for decades, you're just a new guy.
That doesn't seem to be happening this time around. I mean, there's significant tension between the current administration and the intelligence agency, you know, so it's kind of like... And but because we don't know how it actually works, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Tax money なのにさ、誰も知らないっていうことがあること自体がそもそもなんか謎だけどね。なんか it's like, いやとりあえずじゃあみんなお金は出すみたいな。でも何してるかを教えてもらえないっていう。
Right. There's no receipt. Why isn't there a receipt?
しかもその自分がお金出してるのに、その人たちがずっと嘘を言ってても。まあそれを信じるしかないっていう。
Right, the receipt is a lie. It's like,
yeah.
They refuse to tell you what you paid for, but
yeah.
To the extent that they do, it's a lie.
Yeah. なんかある程度国防とかの観点から全部を国民に言っちゃうと他の国にももちろんバレちゃうから全部は言えないっていうのはもちろんあるとしてもそれにしてもねちょっとなんかそこを超えてさらに秘密になってる部分もいっぱいありそうだから本当に信用ならないといえば信用ならないけど、
yeah.
まあみんなそれ分かってるけどね。でも変わらないっていうのは。
One more thing I wanted to mention on this Hitler escape thing is that it's kind of interesting. The Vatican was very much involved in facilitating the exodus of high-level Nazis from Germany after World War II.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's the Catholic Church, and we're talking about, you know, the Nazis who were killing Jews. I mean, where do you think their alliance is with the the people who are Jews or the other people? I don't know. I don't think the whole. I think there were just some Nazi connections with the Vatican that were. Sufficient enough to facilitate the establishment of these so-called Vatican rat lines. They were called rat lines, where the Vatican would move high-level Nazis out of Germany and into Argentina via Rome or Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. And the whole plan for the exodus from Germany for high-level ranking Nazis was actually, allegedly, it was planned in the Vatican.
Huh.
Inside the Vatican.
でもさ, okay, I'm a little surprised, but I'm not shocked.
Okay.
Because in my mind, Vatican is evil too. Like it's, I mean, come on. Haven't you read the Bible? Like, Jesus would have hated Vatican. Don't you agree? Jesus hated all these, like, Pope. Like, he would have hated the position of the Pope. This, like, high up, rich people, like, huge fish hat and golden everything, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to speculate about, you know, what kind of dude Jesus was. That kind of logic doesn't work if the thing you're reading is purported to be some kind of divine word.
But look what Moses said about idolization, you know, statues and paintings and all kinds of stuff that wasn't allowed. But look at Vatican. It's all about that. Yeah. Beautiful statues and paintings and
no, it's ballin'.
Chapels, like,
yeah.
It's very expensive stuff, you know. And, yeah, for sure, they're doing nice things, too, you know, feeding all the people. I mean, I saw that in Rome, you know, they'll just feed all the homeless people and stuff. But I'm just saying that it's not necessarily based on the Bible. Yeah.
I think there's some weird thing that happens with religion in that it can attract very evil people, because if you if you're doing evil things, if you are an evil person, your only redemption, I mean, if you eventually seek redemption, is going to be through these places. And so if you're a pedophile if you have pedophilia, and you feel ostracized by society and you have some weird subconscious guilt, then in your mind, you might think that you need to compensate for that by becoming a priest or dedicating yourself to the Lord, you know?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? What does a guilty person do? I went to a church when I was young, and I would meet these people who are not at all raised in a religious home, not at all religious. They're like some of the scariest people who have kind of been reborn through religion.
Right.
It kind of allows them to establish a new identity.
Yeah.
With this outside relationship with God or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, they can be good, right?
Yeah. I just think there's a weird magnet for this kind of contradiction that we see everywhere.
I'm just talking about Vatican as a country, or more like an organization. Like, I know from my old job that, like, it's like, I'm not going to go into the details, but
probably shouldn't.
I have reasons to know that it works like a company.
Of course. It's on Twitter.
And it has to, right? Because it's Twitter. A humongous organization with so much money.
The Pope is on Twitter.
Yeah, so it really works like a company. And of course, there's internal politics and, you know,
it's a human institution.
Yeah, so it's not like they can focus on love and peace. You know, they have to focus on money and, you know, their reputation and all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with love and peace and God and universe and all kinds of stuff. So that's something that I don't like. It's just my own preference, but I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
That's something I dislike about all institutions, but it's particularly ugly in the pursuit of enlightenment or something, to, you know, also have your, you know, marketing campaigns and your Twitter.
I mean, it is
follow.
It looks beautiful though, you know. I've been to Vatican. It looks really nice. Wow. You know, it's everything is so beautiful.
I want that hat and that cane. And
sit in the glass box.
That, like, and there's so...
And all the sisters' panties are dropping.
It's so rich with symbolism and history, like the pagan stuff and the fish hat. What a mystery. A study published in the Journal of Applied Research in Memory and Cognition by researchers at the Victoria University of Wellington and University of Waikato in New Zealand found that Americans tend to feel that America as a country was at its greatest during their youth, regardless of their age today. The researchers asked 496 people when America's greatest year was, and disproportionately, people would respond with years that transpired while they themselves were between ages 11 and 30 years old. Very few responded with years that occurred before their own birth or after they were 30 years old. A similar pattern was evident among another group when asked about significant historical events.
学会誌 Journal of Applied Research in Memory and Cognition に掲載されたニュージーランドのヴィクトリア大学ウェリントンとワイカト大学による共同研究で、アメリカ人はどの年代の人もアメリカという国は歴史的に見て自分が若かった時が一番良い時代だったと感じていることが分かりました。496人のアメリカ人にアメリカが一番偉大であった年を尋ねると、みな自分が当時11歳から30歳だった年を答えていました。自分が生まれる前や30歳以降になってからの年を答える人はほとんどいませんでした。他のグループに重要な歴史上の出来事を聞いた場合でも同様のパターンが確認されました。うん、その Great Year は自分の子供の時っていうのはまだわかるにしても、significant historical events も自分が若い時のやつが出てくるっていうのは結構面白くない？
Mm-hmm.
その奴隷解放とかじゃないんだっていう。
If they asked old people, they would talk about events that happened while they were maybe around 25, younger than 30. People tended not to cite events that occurred after they were 30 years old.
面白いね。
Part of that, there are several different theories. One is this reminiscence bump, things that are 懐かしい, have more, there's a selective bias towards them, whether it's just because they're easier to recall or it just seems more relevant. And obviously you know more about something if you were alive and active during that time. If you were 5 years old, you know, it's something that you learned about in school later or something, right? So that bias is quite apparent in this. Another factor may be that the world is getting worse. if the world is getting worse, then everyone will respond that the youngest years in their memory are the greatest years.
Yeah, which is pretty silly.
Well, unless it is true that the world is getting worse.
But I mean,
how do you quantify that?
Well, death rates, like diseases.
I mean, these are statistics.
Yeah, but still.
But I'm talking about the present living experience for the average human being. That's what kind of determines what the world.
You can't compare it with when you were 11 and with when you're 45 with more responsibilities. And, you know, it's not like you go to school and just run around and have fun every day with your friends, right? So.
Right. Well, I don't know if that's how people are thinking, but just from a theoretical standpoint, objectively speaking, regardless of what you think about the state of the world, if the world was progressively getting worse, then that would help explain the phenomenon. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or people just tend to remember good things in the past more than
things
that happened to them.
I'm just trying to
list
the actual statistical factors that would explain the results of the study.
It is interesting that, like, ちょうどさ、そのトランプが大統領になって、Make America Great Again っていうキャッチフレーズずっとみんな言ってるけど、Great Again といっても、その Great だった時の時代がそれぞれみんな違うってことじゃん。何かこう具体的なあの時っていうのをみんなで共有できているわけじゃなくて。
Well, in general terms, it means before. So it's like, not this. Not this, right?
でも日本だとどうなんだろうね。
Does Japan have a longing, nostalgic feeling for a better time? You know, the boom years.
普通の一般の人に聞い たらどうか、その個人の体験として聞いたらどういう結果になるか分からないけど、政治で見るとその今こう解雇主義的な、まあ、安倍さんとかそうだけどはこの実験とは違って自分が生まれる前の話をしてるわけじゃん。だから戦争の前、そのアメリカに負けてアメリカが憲法を押し付けてきて民主主義にさせられたみたいな、それの前に戻りたいみたいなさ、あのだからそういうふうに思ってる人がこのアンケートに、
not like imperial not like imperial take over Japan I hope.
No, that's what they want.
Oh, they want the they, well they'd be at war. They would be on a fucking boat. Right?
Well, I don't know.
That's
but...
what imperialism implies. That was the regime here. So the world,
yeah, and they wanna...
takeover wasn't really a take it or leave it kind of deal in Japan.
A lot of people just, I mean, maybe not a lot. I don't even know.
You mean like
but
those trucks
people...
driving around yelling in intersections?
I don't even know about those people. I don't even know what they wanna
what
achieve.
Else are they?
But I don't know. But
but they want sovereignty, right? That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, America, you know, pushed their constitution to us and about freedom and human rights. Like, fuck that.
Right.
We want to go back to how it was before and, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's before they were born, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's different from this results. But if you ask, you know, normal Japanese people, like in general, I can't imagine a lot of them saying that, like, oh yeah, like before the war, like, you know,
yeah,
let's just go back there.
What about like the mid 80s Japan, you know, are people nostalgic for that today? Do you think people, you know, where does this sentiment come from, like we want to make our country great again, like this sucks,
you know, 日本はあまり聞かないよね、そういう意味の解雇主義って、なんかその一般的にっていう意味では、ああ80年代は良かったなとかってあんまりないよね。まあなんか、
There's so much of that in
アメリカはさ、こう戦争に勝ってもう、yeah! なんかもうナチスやっつけて、もううちら超ブイブイ言わしてるみたいなさ、なんか続いてたから、こういい感じの思い出、なんかアメリカンドリームみたいな。日本はやっぱ負けてるから戻りたくはないんじゃない？だって、
Probably not.
だって東京全部焼かれちゃってさ、何もないところからじゃあ一から始めましょうみたいな、だからこうあんまりその昔にすごいキラキラした思い出ってどうなんだろうね。まあただあの Always 三丁目の夕日的な、なんかあの昭和のもうちょっとシンプルだった時代みたいなのを、あの時良かったなみたいな感じる人はいっぱいいるのかもしれないけど、ただそれに戻りたいとかって思ってるの。
But there's so many little things that have gotten better that we don't notice that would be extremely apparent if you went back.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Just socially, the way you talk would just be irritating as hell. You can't even.
てかさ、この間テレビでやってて久しぶりに思い出したんだけど、センター問い合わせってあったじゃん昔。覚えてる？あのメールが自動で来ないから、You had to go retrieve it. Do you remember on your phone?
Yeah.
そのセンター問い合わせは何回も押して、好きな人からメール来てないかなとか、なんかそれだけでも今考えるとめちゃくちゃめんどくさいよ。
Why are you bringing that up right now?
No, because that was,
so, like,
that was totally a part of our life back then. But we totally forgot about it. でも本当に人生の一部だったじゃん、センター問い合わせって。
Yeah.
もう何回も押してさ、いやまだ来てないまだ来てないみたいな。
Yeah.
でもそういうふうにこう忘れちゃってるけど、すごいめんどくさかったことって絶対いっぱいあると思うから。
Even like a simple remote for the TV,
yeah,
is unbelievable.
そうだね。
Imagine when the remote control for a TV first came out.People would be like, oh, shit. Look, I'm standing way over here. Check the, like, it's magic. Like, what? Right? The first TV remote.
あとなんかさ、昔はさ、こう、テレビとかちょっと調子悪くなると叩いたら治るみたいなあったじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
今ってさ、その、叩くとかないじゃん。パソコンとか携帯とか。別に叩いて治るとかじゃないじゃん。
Yeah. It was, There was a lot of stuff that was kind of, it would be soldered by hand back in the day. Yeah. You'd have like these weird, like a connection would just be bad.
Yeah.
And so you'd hit something and it would cause it to move. And the connection just by chance would get better.
Yeah, yeah.
Just enough to work. So there was all kinds of stuff that would make sense to like punch and kick. And
yeah,
it's kind of a weird, machine abuse is kind of over, huh?
Hmm. そうだね。
Except for DARPA, they're still going.
Yeah. でももっとこう精密機器だからさ、そんななんか叩いたりとかしたら逆に悪化しそうみたいな感じじゃん。
Mm.
デジタルだから。
Yeah.
とか。I don't know.
Electronics are so weird now because nothing moves. When SSDs first came out, it kind of creeped me out. It's like, what? Nothing is moving.
Hmm.
You know...There was always something moving. The disc yeah, yeah. is moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the first iPods, you could feel it vibrate
as
it's like, and it's
yeah, yeah.
finding your music. Oh, like I can hear it. It's going to find the song.
そうだね。
But now nothing moves, you know? So there's a similar transition in like music from tubes and tube amplifiers to solid state where nothing glows.So before, you'd have these tubes, and they would, like, glow,
yeah.
and it would tell you that it's, like, working, and you have to, like, change them like light bulbs and stuff.
Yeah.
But now everything is this very solid, static, cold, yeah. unmoving, just...
And you know what I'm trying to say? How we're so accessible to all the movies and TV shows now. It's so crazy.You just press the button. You don't even have to leave your room.
I know.
To have access to like thousands of movies or whatever.
Yeah. And all the encyclopedias and all the documentaries.
Yeah, that alone is pretty crazy. You know, we're so used to it now, but.
I know.
It wasn't like that when I was even in college, you know, like I had to go to Tsutaya and then 返さないといけないし、一回借りたら。
Yeah.And if you're like late, if you're late returning the video by like one day, it's like sambai in one day, right?
だからなんかポストに入れるんだよね。
And how clunky was the original Netflix idea of taking the DVD, putting it in an envelope, and mailing it to your fucking house?
yeah.
That wasn't even that long ago.
そうだよ。
But that was like innovative.
そうだね。
But that sounds so dumb now.
Yeah.Yeah, like, now I watch a movie on Netflix for, like, 5 minutes, and I'm like, nah, and I just stop it, right?
But, my God.
でも、伝えで借りてきたら絶対最後まで見るよね。途中で5分でやめるとかないもん、絶対。
Which can be a good thing or a bad thing. You could get locked into wasting an afternoon. And then you have to return it, which is like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Right?
Yeah.
Isn't your scheduling a little bit more petty than it used to be, or a little bit? Like if you have to, before there were always like errands, and it's just normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's an errand.
そうだね。
But right now, the only errands I have are like government related, like business related. You gotta
right.
go to some office and file そうだね。something. And, oh, I gotta remember this honko and that honko. And
yeah.
It's
そうだね。Yeah. しかもさ、最近ちょっと関係ないけど、最近気づいたんだけど、小銭がめっちゃ貯まる。なんか小銭使わなくない？なんか。
I always use it because it pulls down my pants.
そう、めっちゃ財布重いの最近。でよく考えたら、スイカとデビットカードをほとんど全部で使ってるから。だからなんかでこう、まあ、タクシー乗ってカード使えない時とか。にお札渡すじゃんで小銭もらっちゃうじゃんみたいなそういうあとレストラン行ったらまあキャッシュで払うから、mm. その時にお釣りで小銭もらうじゃんその小銭を使う場面がない、
mm.
だからレストランとかもう全部もうスイカにしてほしい
go to like Daiso or something with just like a jar of 小銭 and go to Daiso、yeah. you'd be shockedHow much stuff you can buy with this change?
そうだね、金持ち気分が味わ
え。 Cause if you do anything else with it, like charge your Suica or something, it just vanishes. It's just nothing, you know.
まあね。
It kind of. But I coins are
なんか小銭がいつ obsolete になるのかっていうのもちょっと気になる。
I guess that's what I'm saying. Everything is like static and cold and rigid and like the old machines, you'd like turn a crank and go and it'd do something and pistons are moving or like locomotives or you know, even cars. Like my car right now, I start it up and I hear the lifters, I hear it working, but even cars are going to become this sort of solid state thing. It's like, is it on? No, it's on.
Yeah.
Can't you hear the artificial noise being made by the speakers? It's on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's weird, but...
It's all like getting solid.
Convenient.
So, okay. On Tuesday, astronomers involved in the Next Generation Transit Survey based in Chile's Atacama Desert announced that they had discovered the largest planet relative to its companion star in our universe so far. The planet is orbiting dwarf star NGTS-1, a main sequence star located 600 light years away in the constellation Columba. The planet, dubbed NGTS-1b, orbits very close to its star at only 3% of the distance between the Earth and the Sun, completing an orbit every 2.5 days compared to the 365.26 days for Earth. The relative size of the planet surprised scientists and raises questions about currently established planet formation theory, which suggests that the formation of such large planets around such small stars would be very unlikely.
今週金曜日、チリのアタカマ砂漠の次世代トランジットサーベイに携わる天文学チームが、これまで確認された中で晩星と比較して宇宙一巨大な惑星を発見したと発表しました。この惑星は Y 星 NGTS-1 の周りを回っており、地球から600光年離れた鳩座の中に位置しています。NGTS-1b と名付けられたこの惑星は、星の至近距離を周回していて、その距離は地球と太陽の距離の 3% しかありません。そのため、地球が太陽を一周するのに 365.26 日間かかるのに対し、この惑星は 2.5 日しかかかりません。惑星は巨大で、そのあまりの大きさにチームが驚くほどで、小さい星の周りに巨大な惑星が形成されることはほとんど不可能とされてきたこれまでの説が覆る可能性もあります。
Yep.
だからここに住んだら1年が 2.5 日で終わっちゃうということ。
Yeah.
あっという間に年取っちゃうね。
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like time is different there. You know?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Time still passes at the same speed, even though a year is much shorter.
Right.
Because there are hypothetical scenarios in space where time would move at a different rate.
Yeah, like in Interstellar, right?
Yeah, yeah. Either high velocity, relative high velocity, or relative high gravitational field.
でもこの惑星は時間は同じなの？地球と。時間のスピードは
I don't think there's I mean it is much closer to this sun so maybe time moves a little slower but relative to us but not really I don't think it's a significant feature of this
これさ巨大巨大って言ってるけどどんぐらい巨大なの
its radius is0.3 times greater than Jupiter.
Wow.
And so it's larger than Jupiter, not by a huge amount, but it is a bit larger than Jupiter. Yeah. Jupiter is already...
Jupiter がまず超でかいもんね。
Yeah, you've seen like Jupiter and Earth
comparisons. Yeah.
The Earth would just... It wouldn't hit Jupiter. It would just go into like the clouds and disappear. Like that's the size of Earth compared to Jupiter.Yeah, this star is like half the size of our own star. So what's confusing about this discovery, or enlightening about this discovery, is that the star is so small, but the planet is so large. and star formation theory kind of suggests a proportionality between the star and the planet's mass.
Okay.
Right. So some assumptions about that are either questioned or violated by this discovery.
Hmm. これなんかの理由でそのスターが本当は大きかったんだけどちっちゃくなっちゃったみたいなことないってこと、すごい近くにいるから。そう、なんかがぶつかったとかなんか。あ、でも it's gas. Well, is it gas?
They're both gas.
Ah, okay.
The planet is a gas.
ぶつかってちっちゃくなるとかいうことじゃないのか。
Well, no. If they coalesced, they would stay together.
Right.
And these dwarf stars are quite small and quite faint. And dwarf stars like this star is the most common type of star in the Milky Way galaxy.
Okay.
Now, when you look at the sky and you see all those hundreds of thousands, millions of stars, you don't see even one of these. The most common type of star in our galaxy is not visible to the naked eye.
Huh.
So most of the stars in our galaxy that are close to us, even Proxima A. Isn't there a B? Even the closest star to us, we can't see it. You walk outside, look at the, even if you're standing on top of Mauna Kea, you can't see even a single one of these dwarf stars, which are the most common type of star.
Okay.
So because they're so common, it's important for us to have, or it's, the payoff is much greater when we understand them better, right?
Yeah,
rather than like, oh, this is cool, but you know, there's not that many of them.
Right.
Because if we're trying to find like habitable planets or alien species or something,
then
you need to understand these systems for the most common stars. So.
そっか。面白いね。このなんかさ、やっぱさ、researchers でもびっくりするみたいなさ、のは一番面白いよね。
Well, that's when you have an unexpected observation is when we can get like new pieces of the puzzle.
Right.
So sometimes things like this are interpreted as, this theory was wrong, scientists are wrong, you know, but it's like, no, there was a given set of information before.
Right,
and
right.
Now there's a different set of given information.
Yeah. それはそうだよね。
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'm just like reading internet comments and I'm just face palming. Well, I mean, that's what happens if you read
just rude people.
Internet comments.
Yeah.
The constellation that this is in, that's 600 light years away, Columba, was originally called Columba Noachi.
Okay.
Which is like, I think it's Greek for, God damn it. it was like the dove, Noah's dove. That's what it is. Noah's dove is...
だって日本語で鳩座って書いてたもん、これ。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's actually easier to remember than Columba.
Yeah.
But this Noah's dove is like after the flood that... God like flooded the earth, and then Noah was on his boat, you know, standing out on the deck.
で最後にこう鳩を離したら、こう葉っぱがだか木だかを加えて帰ってくるんだよね。
Yeah, it's like this
miracle. 土地があるぞみたいな。
Yeah, and so this bird delivered the message like the flood is over. Like,
right.
And it kind of parallels to the artificial intelligence thing, I feel like, in some way. It's this idea of the Deus, or Deus Ex Machina, which means God from the machine, was actually used to refer to a literary tool, where something unexpected would happen in a story that would suddenly produce a good ending, even though it looked like it would just, it's completely, you know, it's completely hopeless. Fucked and you're about to get killed. And then the Terminator gets struck by lightning and everyone's fine.
Right.
You know,
right.
So there's some sort of divine intervention, is the deus ex machina. Oh. Right. And, I don't know. There's an idea. Is humanity sustainable? And is artificial intelligence the solution to an unsustainable species?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. そうだね。ハクさんが言ってたみたいにこうもうリタイアして。
Is Hak san part of that religion?
人類の老後みたいな。種としての老後みたいな。
Yeah.
That's a positive way of looking at it though.
Is it possible for that to be a positive movement? Do you think it'll grow? Won't more and more people worship AI over time?
I don't know. I don't know about worship.
What do you think will happen?
I don't know. I mean, nobody knows.
The scariest thing to me is people talking to it. That's it. That's the scariest thing. I'm not afraid of the drones or the robots or a takeover or genetically modified monster, whatever, the hive.The scariest thing about AI is that human beings are easily persuaded.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just like the example that I gave with the car navigation, you know? Like, with the... そうだね。だから AI が心配の種っていうよりかは人間側の問題だよね。本当にそういうすごいガリボーっていうか、なんでも、なんか naturally obedience だったりとか、あの、前にも結構何回か、実験の話をしたけど、こうちょっとでも悲しい顔とかをつけとけばすぐ同情しちゃうとか、
mm-hmm.
なんかそういう人間の本当はいいとこ、人間同士だったらいいところなんだけど、すぐ信用しちゃうとか、助けてあげたくなっちゃう、同情しちゃうとか、それをどうしても機械にもやってしまうっていう習性があるから、yeah. そこはちょっとみんなが認識しないと危ない部分はあるかもしれないよね。
I think flip on the first speaking AI that's like truly general AI and it will be able to convince, it will gaslight the planet in 5 minutes. Like the potency of certain ideas, not just the gullibility of ourselves,
yeah.
The impression, the way that we can, you know, we are so impressionable is definitely a huge factor, makes it possible, but...When I see people believing in flat earth, when I see people raving about, you know, the UFOs or lizard people or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
We have a hard enough time deciphering reality as it is. And if you have some sort of artificial intelligence that can simply say things,
yeah,
that's all. Like, it can be in a box. We can have it locked down. It can have no interaction with anyone else.But if it just says the right words, we don't know how potent, like, language can really be.
Right.
Right?
まあね。
I mean, that might sound paranoid, but I think better safe than sorry. It might be dangerous to talk to it. Right?
Yeah.
Just think about the blind spots for human beings.
But then again, it's how you look at it. You know, maybe it's detrimental to humans, but then...なんかハクさんが言ったみたいにもうそれが人類の老後ってことにしてもう AI が新しいスピーシーズとしてもう私たちの子供ですみたいな子孫みたいな感じで反映するっていう見方をすれば別にそれはそれで悪いことではないかもしれない
And then there's the problem of okay great there are successors and they took over and there's all these bustling cities and civilizations and there's not a single experience being had within the entire thing it's just a machine
Yeah.
Like the idea that there was nobody to experience anything.
But then again,
because
what's
our metrics,
the difference? What's the difference between
because the metric
life
is,
and non-life, you know? It comes back to that. And that's why you have to watch Blade Runner because they、
God.
Really go into it.
Good.
っていうのが今日のテーマ
I haven't seen the new Alien thing either.Or Dunkirk or...
新しいエイリアン楽しいよ。あれこれ言ったっけ言ったよね。
Maybe. probably.
新しいエリアの映画楽しいよ。
Yeah.
うん。あの、
Xenomorphs?
やっぱ Ancient Alien Theory を知らない人が多すぎて、そのプロメティウスを見て何これクソじゃんって、
mm.
大量の人に言われてしまったことが私はすごい残念だったんだけど、
yeah.
2作目は2作目でこれはこれで AI が出てくるから、あの、まあ、エイリアンの1作目も AI のロボット出てきたじゃん。あの白いミルクみたいな血が出る人さ、でそれみたいな感じで AI のロボット出てきて、これはこれで別になんかそういう哲学的とかでもなんでもないんだけど、エンターテインメントとしてすごい楽しかった。
Oh my god, I have a fantastic menu.
Yeah.
At this
so
point.
Many movies to watch.
I know.
お話終わり?
Did you see this brain float thing? This floating brain thing? They think that if you go to space, your brain floats because there's no gravity, right?
Yeah.
But that it actually changes your brain function. So what they found out is that you spend time in space, so your brain's floating. And instead of having brain fluid where it would normally be on top of your brain, the upper brainial region, but in space, it tends to go into the ventricles and have this weird capillary effect of just going into all these places in your brain that it wouldn't normally go.
Huh.
The blood flow in your brain. So now they are suspicious of the fact that spending time in space may fundamentally change the way that your brain moves blood through your brain.
And what exactly are the changes that are caused by this? Do they know?
We know that blood flow in the brain is indicative of brain activity proportionally.
Yeah, but I mean, like, 具体的になんか do they know what exactly happens?
No.
From that?
No. And it's not broken down into regions so much as it is the way that the blood is filling up different areas of the brain, these ventricles, and the amount of blood.
Hmm.
So
you're not really yourself.
Your
usual self.
How could you be? I mean, how could you not be? I don't know. Who's yourself? I mean, you're yourself, except that your brain blood is distributed differently, so you might be a little bit off. But you're also in space, keep that in mind. That also
Yeah, but that's more like psychological effect, right?
Yeah.
But biologically, you're not really
It'd be interesting if yourself. if they could tie it to the overview effect. They've had documentaries on this overview effect, the effect that people feel seeing Earth from space.
Yeah.
But what if part of that awe, what if part of that high is actually the fact that their brain's floating, and so blood is like flowing into different areas of their brain?
I don't know. That's weird and interesting.
I guess we'll see. Did you see the new Aibo?
No. What? How many stories do you have today?
I don't know. I just had to throw in Aibo. Was I not going to throw in Aibo?
Okay.
Aibo, though.
Well, wait, there's new Aibo?
Yeah. With AI.
Okay. So what do they do?
No, I don't know.
What?
No, it's just, you know, they have a lot of kind of robots with AI built into them now. I don't know much about Aibo, but I think it was like just announced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of been a theme, you know.
毛生えてる?毛生えてる?それともあの、メカっぽいツルツルのやつ?
I think it's ツルツル。I didn't really take a good look, but
そっか。
You can put hair on it, right?
How?
It's like a like you
like
you
customize it?
Yeah, like you buy an iPhone case, you could probably buy like Aibo case with like hua hua on it.
I guess if someone is selling it.
Right?
はい。文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad、Android の、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目までは無料で、その後は単発での購入もできるし、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、信じられないぐらいのページ量があるよね。
yeah, cheaper than
っていう激安プランもやっているので、ぜひお願いします。 その何でも言えるようにあえてスポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので、気に入ったら使っていただけると助かります。単語テスト機能とかいろいろついているので試してみてください。アプリ自体も無料です。あと Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。